But multiple studies have found that gender surgeries and puberty blockers do not reduce long-term mental illness or suicide rates.
Other countries have rightly reacted to this evidence. The United Kingdom has banned puberty blockers, and the National Health Services has stopped providing cross-sex hormones for youth.
Cole says she was never warned about the permanent effects of the drugs and surgery she underwent.
I'm still suffering the consequences. I still have chronic pain in my joints, in my back, in my pelvis. I don't know if I'm going to be able to have children of my own.
Which... Cole is just one of tens of thousands who underwent such life-altering procedures when they were children.
I'm not alone. I have hundreds of friends who have been through the same thing. An entire generation of children were lied to. There is no such thing as a child being born in the wrong body, but there are physicians and medical bodies who prey on the confusion of perfectly healthy young boys and girls.
Now, the Democrat senators present on the committee dismissed this hearing as a waste of time and politically charged. All of them completely avoided questioning Chloe Cole or the medical doctor from Do No Harm on the panel, and instead brought their own witness, an LGBT lawyer who argued against government intervention.
It is not the place of politicians to insert themselves into these conversations, which are so unique to each child.